Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are here to process the overwhelming flow of information and deliver the essential insights you need. And today, we are diving deep into a topic that, honestly, it should be top of mind for every single WordPress site admin out there. We're talking about a security failure so critical, it's been labeled a nightmare scenario. We are focusing on CVE-2025-8489. This vulnerability, it targeted a really popular third-party tool, the King Add-ons for Elementor plugin, and it allowed for, well, the complete administrative takeover of thousands of websites. Our mission today is laser-focused. We need to understand the mechanism of this flaw, the terrifying speed of the attacks, and most crucially, the exact actionable steps you need to take now.
And we are dealing with a threat of the absolute high of severity. This isn't theoretical.
Not at all.
This is an active attack vector that exploited a really fundamental flaw in the plugin's code. The fact that King Add-ons is used on over 10,000 active WordPress sites, that gives you a sense of the scale of the risk. When a vulnerability gets a 9.8 out of 10, you know, on the common vulnerability scoring system, it means this wasn't just possible, it was easy. And it yielded total control.
Total control. That's the phrase that just grabs you. So let's start there. Let's demystify the technical side of this. When we talk about an administrative bypass, what was the simple coding mistake that turned this plugin into an open door?
So the core of the problem, it lies in insufficient authorization checks. It's a common story, really. The vulnerability existed across a really wide range of versions, from 24.1.92 all the way up to 51.1.12. And the specific entry point was how the plugin handled user registration requests. It was all happening through WordPress's central hub for this stuff, the admin-ajax.php endpoint.
Okay, so for listeners who might not be developers, can you just briefly explain what that admin-ajax.php thing does and why targeting it is so effective?
Right. Think of admin-ajax.php as a sort of special service entrance for your website. It's designed for dynamic stuff, like, you know, loading more posts without refreshing the whole page or handling a form submission.
Okay, background tasks.
Exactly. It's essential for modern sites, but because it processes requests so quickly and quietly, it needs extremely rigorous security checks on what it's processing and, crucially, who is sending the request. And in this case, when King Add-ons was processing a new account registration, the developers just... well, they failed to validate the input for the user role parameter.
The user role.
Yeah. So an attacker could send a request, and instead of letting the system assign the default role, like subscriber, they could just declare right in the request, my role is administrator.
So they were just walking up to the door and saying, I'm the manager, and the door just opened. No questions asked.
That's a perfect analogy. The code trusted user input blindly. A classic authorization flaw. The system saw the request. So the user role was administrator, and it obediently created a brand new, fully functional admin account.
And the attacker needed nothing beforehand. No password, no existing account.
Nothing. No credentials, no password guessing. Just a single, specially crafted web request to gain immediate, total control.
The simplicity is what's so unnerving. Okay, let's formalize that threat level. You mentioned the CVSS score, 9.8. How do the components of that system translate the simple mistake into such a catastrophic rating?
Well, 9.8 is pretty much as bad as it gets. It screams critical. CVSS scores are based on measurable things, right? Exploitability and impact. So for exploitability, the attack vector is network, meaning it's remote. Attack complexity is low. It's easy to pull off. And the big one, privileges required is none.
None. You don't need to be logged in at all.
Not at all. That combination means any automated script scanning the internet could find a vulnerable site and own it instantly.
And once they're in, what are the first things an attacker does? I'm guessing it's not just changing the background color.
No, the first priority is always persistence. They want to make sure they can get back in. So they might immediately install a malicious plugin or theme file, often with a really innocent name like system utility or cache fix.
Something you'd just glance over.
Exactly. And that file contains a backdoor. So even if you patch the original King Add-ons vulnerability, the attacker still has their own private entrance. They've essentially become a permanent hidden tenant in your files. From there, it scales up. They might inject thousands of spam links to manipulate SEO, or worse, redirect your visitors to malware sites or phishing pages.
Let's shift from the technical horror show to the long-term business risk. When a company's site gets compromised, the damage can be just irreversible.
Oh, it's multifaceted and very expensive. First, there's the technical cleanup. That's not cheap. But then comes the business impact. If your site is used to send spam or host illegal content, search engines like Google will blacklist your domain.
Which kills your traffic.
It decimates it. sometimes permanently. And if you use email marketing, your domain gets blocked by email providers, so you can't even talk to your own customers.
And what about the regulatory risk? I'm thinking about sites that handle customer data.
That's the most serious layer. If customer data is exposed, even just names and emails, you're suddenly dealing with regulations like GDPR or CCPA. These frameworks have really strict notification rules, and failure to comply can lead to massive fines, lawsuits, and the complete destruction of any trust your customers had in you.
All from one flaw in a third-party plugin? That really puts the timeline of discovery and exploitation into a terrifying context. Walk us through that.
The timeline here is a perfect illustration of the race against the clock. So WordFence, the security company, they actually found this and started protecting their premium customers way back on August 4th, 2025.
August 4th, okay.
So their paying customers were safe. But the vulnerability was still out there for everyone else. The developer of King Add-ons finally released the patched version, 51.1.35, on September 25th. But, and this is the crucial part, the public didn't really know why the update was so important yet.
So the urgency wasn't there.
Not for most people. Then the game completely changed on October 30th. That was the date of public disclosure. The day the full details of CVE-2025-8489 were released. And threat actors, they monitored these disclosures like hawks. Within hours, their automated tools were updated.
And that's when the numbers just exploded, right?
An absolutely brutal jump. WordFence reported blocking over 48,400 exploit attempts almost immediately. But the real peak, when the attackers hit their stride, was about 10 days later. Specifically, November 9th and 10th.
Wow. The speed is just astonishing. Can you give us a sense of the scope? I know you looked at the specific attacker data.
Yeah, the data really shows how automated this was.
Yeah.
We're talking about mass scanning from dedicated attacker infrastructure. For instance, one single IP address, 45.61.157.120, was responsible for over 28,900 blocked attempts. By itself?
One IP.
Another one, an IPv6 address, was responsible for more than 16,900 attempts. And when you look at the other IPs involved, I mean, they're all over the world. This isn't one group. This is proof that the exploit was immediately added to the toolkits of multiple threat actors, all running automated scans.
When an exploit is this simple, the criminal response is just swift and overwhelming.
Absolutely. The moment of disclosure is when that defensive window just slams shut.
So what's the action plan for anyone listening right now, maybe thinking, do I use that plugin? What is the immediate non-negotiable first step?
The absolute first step is to update the King add-ons for Elementor plugin. Immediately, go to your WordPress plugin section, make sure it is version 51.1.35 or later. That patch closes the hole. It prevents any new compromise. You have to do this.
And if you can't update for some reason?
Deactivate the plugin. Seriously, deactivate entirely until you can safely deploy that patch.
Okay, so that's prevention. But you said updating doesn't kick out an attacker who's already in. So how do you perform that security audit?
This is the crucial second phase. You have to assume you are compromised. Go to the users section in your WordPress dashboard. You are hunting, specifically, for unfamiliar administrator accounts.
What should you look for?
Check the registration dates. Pay very close attention to any accounts created around that peak attack window, so early November 2025. If you find a username or an email address you don't recognize, do not delete it right away.
Wait, why not just delete it immediately?
Because you need to maintain control. First, change your own administrator password to something new, strong, and unique. Do that before you touch the suspicious account. This stops an attacker who might still be logged in from locking you out while you're trying to clean up. Once your account is secure, document the fake admin's details and then delete it.
And for anyone with more technical resources, what about checking server logs?
Yeah, that's the advanced verification. You can check your server's access logs for the attack's signature. You need to search for all requests to admin-ajax.php during that August to November window. Filter for PST requests that contain user creation parameters or, even better, requests coming from those known attacker IPs we mentioned.
If you see that, you have definitive proof.
You have definitive proof an attempt was made, even if your firewall blocked it.
That is a very comprehensive path to fixing this. Now let's pivot a little. What if an attacker was clever? They got in, set up a backdoor, and then deleted the admin account they created. What are the subtle signs a site owner might see?
Right. An attacker rarely leaves a flashing sign. They want to be stealthy. So you need to look for key indicators. First, your content. Are there weird, out-of-place links in old blog posts? That's classic SEO spam. Second, look at your plugins and themes. Do you see any with generic names you don't remember installing? Those are often backdoors. Also, check your site like a visitor would. Use an incognito window. Are you seeing weird pop-up ads, unexpected redirects, a big red browser warning about malware?
All huge red flags.
Huge. And finally, just search for your site on Google. If the description under your domain name suddenly includes words like cheap pharmaceuticals or online gambling, you've got a problem. The attacker has changed how you appear to the world.
Okay, so after we fix this immediate crisis, how do we stop the next one? Because a flaw like this, it's going to happen again. What are the proactive defenses?
Proactive defense is all about layers. The most basic layer is regular updates. Treat them like essential security patches, not optional maintenance. Use automatic updates for trusted plugins, but have a staging environment to test updates for more complex sites.
And beyond updates?
A firewall.
Okay.
Good one. Use a quality security tool like WordFence, Securi, or iTheme Security. They provide firewalls, malware scanning, and real-time threat intelligence. They often get rules for zero-day exploits before a patch is even public, which gives you that crucial head start.
And finally, access control.
Yes. Harden your access control. Use two-factor authentication 2FA on every single administrator account. It's the cheapest, most effective security insurance you can buy. And use the principle of least privilege. If someone just needs to write articles, make them an author, not an admin. Every administrator account is another attack surface. Reduce it.
The takeaway here, it seems, is that simplicity can be devastating. This exploit was driven by a really basic coding error, but because it allowed access to the highest privilege level, the consequences were, well, critical.
Precisely. WordPress security has to be a continuous process. It's about vigilance. If you're running all this third-party code on your site, you need comprehensive defensive layers because human error is just inevitable.
Which leaves us with a provocative thought to consider. We saw the public disclosure on October 30th, and then that brutal automated attack spike just 10 days later. Given how easily and rapidly these attacks follow the disclosure, how can the security community balance the need for transparency? You know, telling people so they can patch with the fact that they're also handing a key to every threat actor on the planet. Should the disclosure timeline be different when the exploit is this simple? Think about that tension between security and transparency as you update your own digital defenses. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.